Rockauto.com.
To What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're off air, 855-217-76, number one as usual. Not nearly enough time with Congressman Kevin Cramer, but we'll do it again next Wednesday, the 10 o'clock hour, our radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Jamestown, the former mayor and the current mayor, on whether or not they should be bringing some local money to the table to attract some big box stores to the community. We'll get some details on that. If you want to weigh in on the latest on the budget deal, you can do that as well, and a few other topics. I want to talk right now about Apache Sprayers, though, and here's what one owner said about Apache Sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons. We had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can I ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things that you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment, and I know it's giving me both. Apache Sprayers offer power-to-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache Sprayers, the only sprayer with a five-year standard warranty. You can see them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota.
We are live. By the way, did you know that I'm broadcasting live from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake?
Did you get out ice fishing?
No, you know, it's the ice is a little on the shaky side, I guess, so far this year. But no, I've actually just a quick trip in and out. But I tell you what, they have like 15 inches of snow here in Walker, Minnesota, on Leech Lake. And these trails here are absolutely amazing. So they really have a neat deal. And
did you get on a snowmobile? Did you get on a sled?
I haven't yet. I've been working like a dog. But
you got to make time for that stuff. You got to make time.
They have 10 snowmobiles here. They're unbelievable, and literally you get outside the door and you're on the snowmobile trail, and you could go for miles and miles and miles. I'm not much of a snowmobile enthusiast.
They have something like 500 miles of or over 500 miles of trails around Walker, don't they?
They also make it they make it so easy for you. It's absolutely incredible, and the trails are just phenomenal. And by the way, they said, Scott, you tell all that KFIRE, KCJB, KTGO, KLTC audience that's listening, that 75 bucks any room, and this is a midweek special until we have snow. And if you want to add snowmobiles, 99 bucks your room and 2-hour snowmobile rental. So nice. Think about that. You get the room and the snowmobile rental for 99 bucks. You do have to use the promo code Scott when you go to chaseonthelake.com. That's the only requirement. Or you can call them at 888-CHASE-06. But the website is Chase.
So the question I've got is, why didn't you invite me this time?
Well, you're invited any time, but it was kind of a quick trip in and out, and you know, it's just one of those crazy schedules. So anyway, I wanted to let folks know about it. It's just a good time to plan. Have you ever heard about the Eel Pound Festival too? They do that in February, where they have this town just goes upside down. It's a lot of fun, and they fish for eel pound underneath the ice. So it's
think of it as Wee Fest on the ice, but fishing.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Here's the telephone numbers, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple things to tackle here. One is, I'm curious, we heard from listeners on both sides of how they thought Congressman Cramer ought to vote on this budget deal. And this is not commanding the attention it did during the government shutdown a few weeks back. But obviously, this is the product to say, let's have, a plan on a budget for 2014. Some conservative groups are not for it. And so, obviously, folks in both camps, but if you have a particular opinion on that and want to weigh in, John in Bismarck is one of the folks that did not get a chance to get in with Congressman Cramer, and not everybody does, so we apologize for that, John. But do you have an opinion on this budget vote by chance?
Yeah, I've left several messages, and thank you guys for playing them. The bottom line, and I said it 100 times, we're $17 trillion in debt, and I don't think. I respect Mr. Cramer more than any other Heidi Orhoven or many others I have when I was in Minnesota. But at the same time, he's not being honest with us. There are taxes in this deal. and it's in the form of user fees. Anytime you take money from the taxpayers, it's a tax. You can call it whatever you want. And they all say they're totally against raising taxes and revenues, and they did it to us last time in the form of $400 million or whatever it was. So it's not a good deal, and it does raise the debt. I mean, get into it and look at it and go online.
Here's my question for you, John. From your perspective, obviously it's not a good deal, and Congressman Cramer talked about it. You know, he started the program with some concerns that he had about it and said he's leaning towards voting for it. But is it the best they can get with the fact that, the Republicans have one half of one third of the government? So they don't, but
the half we have is the half that controls the money. And we, I'll bellow out, we, the Tea Party, we, the conservatives, gave them that third. I mean, that's the bottom line. And they were sent there to get rid of the debt and regulations and things like that. So you're saying they should just quit and give up and give in? Because that's essentially what they're doing. I mean, it shouldn't be happening. And that goes along with the other problem. And you guys had a constitutional either law lawyer, professor, you know what he was better than I do, and a conservative one spoke the other day at the hearings. You played it. I'm glad you did. They're doing nothing about that. He's like a broken record. He keeps saying, well, we can't do nothing because of Holder and whatnot. That's not true. It's not set up that way. There's districts, there's judges in the D.C. district that are conservatives, and they can file charges on what's going on. And they have, because they did it during the appointments. And they're winning that battle. He made appointments when they weren't in recess, and they won.
So my take on that is, John, and I know Steve wants to get in here with a follow-up for you, too, and we want to get others in as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. My take on that is, I don't think, whether it's Congressman Cramer or pick your member of Congress, Kristi Noem down in South Dakota, Connell Peterson in Minnesota, or, take your pick, our Montana friends, they're not hearing from enough people on that question. In other words, either of going the aggressive route of going to court to stop this encroachment on the congressional powers, and or taking the information that they learned again from these professors and these experts in this hearing and doing something about it. I think they would be pushed over the edge if they heard from enough people, but they see it as a losing prospect given the fact that the Senate's a Democrat and know that the media would go ballistic over it. I think the challenge there for you and others that are in your camp is to let members of Congress know how strongly you feel about forcing the issue on the abuse, whether it's executive orders or, steamrolling Congress. And if we don't get our way, we're just going to do it by executive order and flat out violations of the Constitution. I think it's incumbent on you, John, and others to make sure there's strength in numbers, because right now, like it or lump it, that voice is seen as a minority voice. Steve, what was your point or question?
I want to go back to the point that John brought up on fees and call them what you will. They're still taxes. And I want to bring that back to what's going to take place here with measure number two in North Dakota, and the fact that, if you get rid of the property tax, you start eliminating some of these taxes, they're going to find a funding route in another form. Now, we've been blessed here in North Dakota that we don't have a lot of surcharges, user fees, call them what you will, but they are taxes. Whereas other states, I've lived in California, I've lived in Oregon, I've lived in Michigan, Minnesota, they have all those user, their surcharges, their user fees, they call them a whole slew of different things, but they are taxes. So it goes back to working the numbers and the language of working those numbers. You can make statistics say anything you want. If you get rid of a tax, okay, it's not called a tax. We're going to put a surcharge or a user fee for something. It's still a tax. And John brings up a great point. I don't think enough people realize that. And I wanted to make that point that when you eliminate certain things or you change the language on certain things, a lot of times you feel good. You feel real good because, hey, we reduce taxes. Okay, well, we cut property tax by 50%. Okay, but now there's a surcharge or a user fee that school district, county commission, that city council, they've put in for something else. It's still a tax. You're still going to pay. But when you start thinking about taxes going away, careful what you wish for, because a lot of times the language is all that changes. I think I just wanted to bring up that point when John mentioned the user fees. You got to watch. You got to be guarded on both sides.
Maybe a better way to measure this to say, if it comes out of my pocket and it goes to a government entity, that's what I'm concerned about. I don't care what
it's
you call
tax.
It. Or, you can call it a user fee. You can call it a tax. You can call it whatever. If, you know, it's one of the reasons I think Dick Army, a great North Dakota product out of Pride of Candu, North Dakota, who was a House Majority Leader for a lot of years, had the single piece of legislation that could have done more to reform government, and that was to say you don't have your federal withholding taken out of your check. You actually have to write a check for it and send it into the government. Because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I mean, the amount of money that's just taken before you even get it is phenomenal. Imagine if you have to write a check for that. You'd start paying attention to taxes and fees and everything else. John, thanks for the call. Back to your calls. What's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottled root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550. You get to tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I love being a guinea pig for our listeners, and I was a guinea pig this week when I received a phone call from a private number. Do you answer the phone when it's a private number, Steve?
Usually I do not.
Because you think it's a telemarketer or somebody?
Well,
or?
All I have is my cell phone, so usually it comes up as restricted or private. I do have
There's two people that
call
me. Most
blocked, but I wait for it to go to voicemail.
So there's two people that call me on occasion that have a number like that. One is my banker, and just a little bit of advice, always answer the call when it's your banker, right? And second of all is Ed Schaefer, the former governor of the great state of North Dakota. I guess when once you've been a cabinet official, former secretary of ag, then you're entitled to a not everybody you call having your number, right? So anyway, I usually will answer when one of them, you know, assuming it's one of them that calls. Well, anyway, you get one of those calls this week, and it's an automated deal. And it is supposedly a, it was right to the chase. It said, we are calling from Bremer Bank. Well, first of all, it's Bremer Bank, not Bremer Bank. And it's banks in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, I think. So they're not a lot of places in North Dakota, but they are in North Dakota. But anyway, I don't bank there and don't have an account there. So I instantly go, well, this is a scam and a joke. And it says, your credit card has been compromised, and we want to send you a new one and restore it. And this is all in one of those computer-like voices. We are calling from Bremer Bank. Your card has been compromised. Please press 1 to have your card canceled and reissue a new one. And it wanted me to. I went through the whole thing as a service to our listeners, of course. And it's asking me to put in the credit card number. And sadly, every time one of these scams hits, there was one recently with Wells Fargo Banks and a text deal. And Bremer Bank is now working with the FBI and trying to find out where it's coming from and deal with it. But I found myself very sad that these kind of scams happen, and just thought it a good opportunity to remind folks, you know, do not give anybody your Social Security number, your credit card numbers, ever. I mean, just don't. Unless you're calling them and you know who they are on the other end of the line, don't do it. I mean, that's just, it is a lot of scams out there. Have you ever had any of these scams target you, Steve?
Oh, I've been hit quite a bit, but I never respond to them, of course. And the ones that, I got one last summer that actually was a text. And click on the link. Don't ever click on the link. Never, ever click on the link if you get an email or a text or anything like that.
Yeah,
usually
exactly.
That's a virus and it opens you up to a whole slew of other problems.
Yeah, and again, I heard a story the other day about someone who got the text from Wells Fargo and it was asking for a Social Security number and sent the Social Security number back. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, and now, of course, the identity theft and everything you'd have to go through, just, you know, a good reminder. So wanted to do that as a little bit of a public service today to let you know there is another scam rolling out there, and just a good reminder to never, ever, ever give that information out. Wayne Stensham's always done a good job, the Attorney General, when he's on the program and his consumer fraud unit, you know, reminding us of that. But whenever these come up from time to time, it's always a good reminder. But I was kind of curious if other listeners have had it and if you've ever been scammed by it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to re-enter that debate on Jamestown and whether there ought to be tax dollars given to attract a big box store. $100,000 has already been allocated and could be up to $900,000 plus tax increment financing and a bunch of other bushel of goodies from the city of Jamestown to a developer if, and it's a big if, but if they can lure a Menards, a Lowe's, or a Home Depot. The mayor in favor of it, a former mayor against it, will join us on the program to debate that issue coming up here in just a little bit. A couple of calls coming in here that we'll get to in the time we have left before the break. But quickly, you wanted to talk a little bit about this DUI change. You think it's well, let's take Dennis first, and then we'll get you in here on the DUI thing. How about that? Since Dennis in Bismarck is ready to go. Dennis, you're next on the What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a similar call on a credit card scam situation. It didn't bring up Bremer Bank, but it said that my MasterCard debit card had been locked, which was a red flag right away because I don't have a MasterCard debit card. So I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and follow through with this and see where it takes me. It said press 1. So I pressed 1, and then it asked me for the credit card number. So I just put in random numbers to see what would happen, and it instantly hung up.
Spit you back out. I didn't put any numbers. I did go up to that point of where they're actually asking you for the numbers, but, you know.
Yeah, wow. I just put in a bunch of random numbers, and like I said, it must have realized that I was trying to scam them, so they just hung up.
Good move. Good move, Dennis. Appreciate
the
call.
Guys.
You bet. Take care.
Rick and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was going to say, just recently I tried to sell a vehicle online through Bizman. And I get a text message, very interested in the vehicle I'm selling, tell me a little bit about it. We exchange back and forth. And then they went to the, please deposit $1,000 in this Wells Fargo account to cover shipping on the vehicle. So I played it and played it and played it for about a week and a half. And this individual that claimed he was out in New Jersey played it back and forth. And then I go on Bizman online, and actually that scam happens quite often. And it people get burned with it, where people will text an ad placer on Bizman and try to get them to forward them money to cover shipping and handling on a product. So,
you know,
hey, usually a best idea to try to deal with a lot of that stuff face to face when it comes to exchanging money on, you know, I don't even trust all the PayPal accounts and all that stuff that pops up quite often.
I was curious, Rick. The same thing happened to my wife. She's trying to sell a Land Rover she has, and so she used, one of, you know, the online sites. And it quickly, like literally the second, or you know, not the second, but literally within minutes of the listing going up, she had a text the next day. Was it real quick in your case, too? Did it come right away? Oh, we lost Rick. Yeah. So that was, you know, because she listed it at night, and the next morning she's like, gosh, I already got this offer on the car. I'm like, okay, great. But the nice thing about one of the beauties of the Internet is you can quickly kind of find out those scams. If you're ever in doubt, just go in and do a search, and you'll find, you know, most likely, because it's usually the same name, the same place, the same sob story, the whole deal. Another good tip off on that, Steve, is they're usually not negotiating, right? They just say
no.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah,
I'll take it. Whatever your asking price is, boom, done. Hey, set up the money so I can pay for the shipping.
Tell me about your take quickly on the DUI thing. We only have a minute left, but I know that this has been in the news, and is it a necessary change from your view?
I think it is, because what's happened is, with the super drunk driving laws, it created a lot of consequences, some intended, some not intended. Right now, the legislature's interim judicial committee is looking at this. There's concerns over the 24/7, the program where participants refrain from alcohol and report twice daily for breath tests. That has created a huge scope of problems within it. Also, there's a double jeopardy component to this as well. Under the revised law, refusing a field sobriety test is a separate offense with the same penalties as a DUI, which has created confusion in the system. License suspensions, and the drug court distinction. The drug court is one of the big casualties of this, and it takes a lot of power out of the court system, and I don't think that is right, and we'll talk about this more later.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower, while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the run for lunch today, I have a great idea for you. Find yourself a PetroServe USA location. There's 21 locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. And get yourself that 4-for-4 deal. It is fantastic. I love those personal pan hot stuff pizzas. They're just fantastic. And here's the 4-for-4 deal. You get your choice of a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain drink, and two cookies all day, every day. That's four items for $4. And that, you hear me? Four items, $4. Incredible deal at PetroServe USA. And you know what? The Bison still have football action going. And as long as the season lasts, folks, even if it's all the way to Frisco again for a run at a third national championship, you register at PetroServe USA locations for your share of $10,000 in giveaways. They give away two $500 gift cards during the KBOY PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show each and every week, so get registered. And when you fill up, E15, 20 cents a gallon savings at PetroServe USA as well. Helping America fuel better, PetroServe USA locations. All right, we're going to get to our Jamestown debate in just a moment here, but Steve, we have a call left over, right?
Yeah, let's get to an off-air call that came in during the break, 855-200-1776. Just press 1 if you ever want to leave us a comment off-air. Let's go to that now.
In regards to all this budget stuff, it's just a smokescreen for the Federal Reserve kicking the can down the road. The root of the problem is the Federal Reserve. They are nothing more than a den of thieves that control our so-called federal government. Get with it, people.
That's a good wake-up call from a wise caller, because I couldn't agree anymore that there is so much there, even you know, going back to the Founding Fathers and what they envisioned and how that connects with the Federal Reserve. But this quantitative easing and what that does, the games that are played with that, I could not agree with you anymore. Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investment Services, a regular guest of ours here, does a great job of educating folks about what's going on there. So agree with the caller. I think what he's saying, Steve, is, you know, the budget's a smokescreen. The real problem is monetary policy in the Federal Reserve. And I also agree with him. Folks don't pay enough attention to that. I agree.
Let's get to our guests. A little discussion we had earlier this week about Jamestown and their right to offer incentives to big box retailers to come to town. We've got the former mayor, Mayor Clarice Lipke, and Mayor Katie Anderson of Jamestown. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know that we've ever had two mayors on together. How about this? One a current mayor, Katie Anderson, one a former mayor. So this is a What's On Your Mind first, and it's nice to have you, ladies. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, very
nice
much.
Nice to be here.
Mayor Katie, if I can, I'll use your first names here so we can keep everybody straight since you're both mayors.
maybe just give us a little bit of background on when this started, how this started, how this offer to lure a big box hardware store to Jamestown came to be.
Okay, well, I don't think it's anything necessarily new to Jamestown to understand that maybe we don't have all of our home improvement retail needs met within the city limits of Jamestown currently. And last summer, we were approached by a developer who came and said, we think you have some pretty significant leakage of home improvement retail, enough that we think we can help you solve that leakage problem. And so at that point is when the city council decided to take some formal action to create a leakage study. So we do have a formal leakage study done, so we understand what is the dollar amount that we're losing out of Jamestown in home improvement sales. And then they have the connections, of course, with the industries that can help meet that need. And really, we're talking about the big box home improvement retailers. There's really only three in the Midwest. You're talking about Menards, Lowe's, and Home Depot. And so the connections with those companies were what we were looking for from the developer, so that if we can present this data from the leakage study positively, we may see some development happen in Jamestown.
Mayor Katie, did you get those numbers yet? What kind of leakage were you looking at? What was the economic benefit for offering city dollars to come to these businesses?
Yes, well, we did receive our leakage data. What we found is that we do about $4.4 million in home improvement sales in Jamestown annually. And when you compare us to similar markets, in our case, in this leakage study, they compared us to Brookings, South Dakota, North Platte, Nebraska, and Mitchell, South Dakota. So cities that have similar demographics to us, they have an average home improvement sales of $61 million, nearly $62 million. And so that estimates our leakage of home improvement retail out of the city of Jamestown to be $56 million that is not spent in our city.
And by the way, we had an interesting debate back and forth with this with listeners, some for, some against, and even the folks from Jamestown themselves, I think probably tilted a little bit towards being in favor of this just because they saw the need there. But if you do have a question or comment or an opinion on this one way or the other, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for either current Mayor Katie or former Mayor Clarice. Mayor Clarice, let me ask you, you'd raised some questions about the secrecy surrounding this deal, and I understand that this land that this development would happen on is actually owned by some relatives of yours, and you yourself have some land near the site, so there would be some benefit to you, but you've raised some questions and concerns about this mainly because you believe it's been too secretive. Is that right? Tell us more of about your concerns.
Well, yes, I do believe that when you have an executive session and the public does not know what the council is debating or agreeing to, especially with something of this magnitude, that the public should be able to know it. And the deal was made and the agreement was signed prior to any city involvement. I do have relatives who own this particular land, and I just bought some property from them. I relinquished that, a first right of refusal to purchase the land that the city is planning on purchasing now. And the owner of the land said to me, because you have first right of refusal, I'd like to know if you're still planning on buying the land or not buying the land. I bought a different piece of land just west of the Buffalo Mall from them. So that is how I even knew that this was coming down the pike. Because I said, in our conversation, I said, you have another buyer, and she said yes. And I said, is this buyer going to get some tax increment financing for this property? She says, I don't know, but there's a developer who has contacted me, and we do have a buyer for the land, and it is the developer. So that's how I got involved with digging into this a little further. But the city itself, the council, and the mayor chose to do this in a executive session, so the people of Jamestown did not know at that time. We know a little bit more about it now, but did not know at that time what contract they were signing with H.R. Johnson, something like that. But the person that the company that my relative is working with is Woodsonia.
So let me ask you, beyond the questions, we'll let Mayor Katie respond in a moment to your concern over the secrecy of this. How about just as a former mayor, in this case, you're taking tax dollars, and, you know, it might not be general fund dollars, but obviously there's tax, there's dollars to the developer, $100,000 up to $900,000 if they get one of these stores to come, and then there's tax increment financing and other ways that they would benefit where they'd have a reduction on their property taxes for infrastructure. How about just the premise of that, of using tax dollars to lure competition for longstanding Jamestown businesses? Do you oppose it on those grounds?
Well, I oppose it on those grounds when we do have businesses that have been in town, retail businesses that have been in town for years, and they have not received tax benefits over the years, and now we're having someone else come in. A big box store there, you know, if a big box store wants to come in, let them come in, but let's not give them the tax advantages that a tax increment financing would give. I did meet with Mayor Katie and Connie Ova and Deanne, I forgot her last name, from JSDC, and this was early on. I said to them, if this is what's happening and they're going to give tax increment financing, if that's the road you're going down, then I'd like it for my property too. And the comment was said, well, if you want that, you have to ask for it on your own. But the question that Colin Wagnason, I forgot how to pronounce his last name. He has a Lifestyle Appliance in Jamestown, raised was the validity of the study that was done. So I guess I wonder how much discussion the council had regarding the validity of the information they were getting from Woodsonia and the developer, the other developer, as the legitimacy and the validity of their market study that they had. Because when you look at Jamestown home improvement retail sales at 1.8 and you have Brookings at 11%, Mitchell, South Dakota, 21, North Platte, Nebraska, 17.4. You say, what are the numbers behind that? How many? What do they have as far as population? What is their trade market in addition to that? But there seems to be a large discrepancy between Jamestown and the rest of the people in their market study. See, I think they had median household income for our 50-mile radius of 44,553, and the median disposable income was 39,754. And right there, it seems like there's a large discrepancy between household income and disposable income, because this disposable income would not flow through to a big box store.
Mayor Clarice, we're running up against a break. I want to ask Mayor Katie Anderson, is there been transparency with this? Have things been done in secret? And if so, why? Or how could this be more of a transparent process?
Sure. Well, portions of, you know, this process have been done in executive session, and several reasons to do executive session. One, you're protecting confidential information. And at the time, the location had not been secured, and so the location itself was considered confidential under North Dakota Century Code 4004.18.4. And so that was how we handled that process. Also, for contract negotiations, for example, we were in a negotiation with this contract with the developer, and if we were going to be talking about the developer's fee and things like that, we don't want to be doing that in an open session where the developer can understand what our negotiating position is or what our attorney's advice is on that. So that's the reason for the executive session.
Sure. Mayor Katie, there's obviously some other things that Clarice brought up that you no doubt want to respond to, and we'll do that after the break. If you don't mind hanging on here, we are chatting with the current mayor of Jamestown, Katie Anderson, the former mayor of Jamestown, Clarice Lichtenstein. We're talking about tax dollars being used to lure a big box hardware store to Jamestown, whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. 800-228-0550 as we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with the current and the former mayor of Jamestown on whether or not it's right to offer incentives to big box retailers to come to town. Mayor Katie, I wanted to let you finish up on your comments. Also, I had one more question for you on whether or not the biggest pushback we've heard from a lot of listeners is subsidizing competitors, tax dollars subsidizing competitors, when you've already got appliance stores and hardware stores and other stores that are going to be affected by having that competition when their tax dollars are helping to pay for that competition to come in.
Okay, great. Well, let me just quickly finish up on executive session. I just want to mention that in the process of going through the suspected secrecy. We used all the correct protocols. Our attorney was present the entire time. The sessions were recorded and the media was present. And any action we took was taken in open session, not an executive session. So we did follow the letter of the law for that. And then we haven't committed to any incentives yet, which is something that needs to be put out there. There is a possibility of incentives like a tax increment finance district or something if it's required to attract the development. And even at that point, that requires public hearings, 15 days of notification, and still a positive vote of the city council, which could be obviously influenced by the public hearing and all the circumstances. So we have not made any commitment to provide any incentives. We've simply said these are the tools available for us to attract and stop the problem of the leakage. So with regards to, go ahead.
I'm sorry, did you want to finish the rest of the answer? We've got a caller waiting here to, with a question, but go ahead and finish, Katie, if you're not done.
Real quick for Scott's question about tax dollars going to competition. What I really like, this is a gray area, and generally I'm not in favor of providing any type of economic incentive for competition. But in this case, what you're talking about is they're already competing with these businesses. They're already, Jamestown residents are already spending their dollars in home improvement. They're just not spending them in Jamestown. So those local businesses in appliance sales and hardware and things like that, they're already competing against the big box stores in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Aberdeen. We're really surrounded. So our situation in Jamestown is a little unique because of that. So,
All right. And Clarice, we'll get you in on the response to that in a moment. But first, let's go to Rick in Newtown with a question for our guests on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello, sir. Yeah, you were asking whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. I would suggest it's worse than a bad idea. It's immoral for the government to pick winners and losers in call it economic development. Your point about tax dollars being used to create competition, in my view, if we understand free markets, we see the immorality of that. If I could just suggest to the mayor there and perhaps her council or city council that they maybe look up on the internet a wonderful essay called The Paradox of the Statist Businessman by Theodore Forsman. And then if I could, I'd just simply give you a small quote from a Supreme Court decision back when our nation understood the principles of ethics, and our Supreme Court even made rulings based on truth and justice. It's called a case called Savings and Loan versus Topeka, Kansas. And it was about this very issue, and Justice Miller said, to lay with one hand the power of government upon the property of the citizen, and with the other to bestow it upon certain favored individuals for the building up of private fortunes, even though one done under the forms of law and called taxation, is nonetheless a robbery.
All right, Rick, got your point, certainly. And Mayor Katie, quickly a response, because he's saying this is immoral, doing what you're doing, and then we'll give Clarice a chance. We just have 2 minutes left here. So.
Well, incentives are obviously controversial. I don't think that they're necessarily immoral. There's something you look at from your individual circumstances. The city of Jamestown looks at them from the individual circumstances here and the data that was presented with the large leakage data. And what can Jamestown do to improve Jamestown's situation? And it's not trying to hurt any local Jamestown business by any means. It's really just trying to make sure those dollars are captured accurately. So it does remind me that quickly, I just wanted to address Clarice's question earlier about the validity of the study. So I just wanted to provide you quickly with the data sources for this. This was done by STDB. They're called the Site to Do Business. They use the CCIM Institute, which is a certified commercial investment member. They're a top commercial investment data source in the world. They also use geographical information systems from ESRI. The information is from Dunn & Bradstreet.
Mayor Katie, we're up against a break. I just want to give Clarice one quick follow-up here. Clarice, what is the number one red flag with this process? If you could say something as far as clarity, transparency, what would the one message you'd want out there?
I would say that the reason they had the executive session, I think, is flawed, and they quote the North Dakota Censure Code, and I disagree with that because I think this discussion could have been held prior to any propriety information giving out or trade secrets giving out. The whole discussion on what they are planning on doing could have been out there before any agreement was signed with the Woodsonia and with Johnson, H.R. Johnson. I believe that's who they have there.
We're gonna have the mayor elected. We're gonna have to leave it there. And by the way, we've been calling you Clarice, and Katie calls you Clara. So which is it? Just so we know for.
You know, I go by both because I want people to call me one or the other instead of nothing at all.
All right.
It's
well,
Clarice,
very good. Mayor Katie, Mayor Clarice, thank you both very much for the time today. As Mayor Katie Anderson said, nothing final yet, so folks in Jamestown still have time to weigh in on this issue, and we'll continue to follow it. Appreciate your time very much. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. Wow. Busy program today, folks. Thanks for listening. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye. StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back guaranteed and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people to call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.